Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that censorship claims have been confirmed at Twitter with the release of internal documents revealing government officials from the United States and Twitter executives would meet weekly to collaborate on the narrative for the social media platform. Actor James Woods is planning to sue the Democratic National Committee for violating his constitutional right to free speech. His account was cut off. Kirstie Alley, the star of Cheers and Drop Dead Gorgeous, died Monday. She was 71 years old. Alley's children, True and Lily, announced the actress had died from cancer. As the United States Treasury Department issued a license to Chevron to drill for oil in Venezuela, Venezuelan dissidents are crying foul as President Maduro regime continues to engage in what are internationally recognized crimes against humanity. Former White House economic advisor, Republican Stephen Moore on Fox News, points out the obvious.
The United States has more oil, gas, and coal than virtually any other country in the world. Don't forget the cleanest coal, the cleanest oil and gas in the world. So if you're worried about the environment, why would you want to get oil and gas from Venezuela, which has some of the dirtiest energy, and not from the United States? So we have to become the energy powerhouse that we were.
The European Union and the United States' positions on China have come together due in part to Beijing's growing assertiveness and a partnership with warmongering Russia. The European Union declaring Beijing a systemic rival in 2019, but European leaders have been slower than the United States to shift their focus from economic opportunities to security concerns. Indonesia's parliament approved a new criminal code on Tuesday that bans sex outside of marriage with a punishment up to 1 year in jail. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The FBI out of Charlotte, North Carolina, are investigating two power stations that were damaged by gunfire in North Carolina, cutting power to tens of thousands of residents. No motive or suspect has been announced since the attack on Saturday night, but police are sure it was intentional. Some 35,000 people in Moore County are without power, and the damage could take several days to repair. It's election day in Georgia to determine the final Senate seat in Washington, D.C. The battle between Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock will be resolved soon. New York City hate crimes continue to increase in the Big Apple. Victoria Idoni reports.
The New York City Police Department revealed Monday that anti-Semitic hate crimes in the city have more than doubled to 45 in November versus 20 in November of 2021. The 125% rise came the same month the artist formerly known as Kanye West unleashed a slew of comments online and in interviews, and Brooklyn Nets star guard Kyrie Irving was suspended and lost many endorsements for what's been called conduct detrimental to the team after sharing a link on social media to an anti-Semitic movie. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. I've got John Whitehead for us. He is the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Hey, John, how are you?
Fine. Just, you know, busy doing the work that we do, the cases, and watching our culture completely collapse, in my opinion.
Exactly. Well,
the future in this country does not look good, folks. Yeah. And like I say, I'm trying to get people wild up enough to get out there and do something about it.
Well, we have to. I mean, the problem that you have is the general Pareto principle, where 20% does 80% of the lifting. This is a government that is up for by the people, which commands us all to get involved. And to your point, John, all hands on deck are required if we're going to take this country back, because we're fighting a force, believe it or not, that has a planned agenda. This is by design. This isn't by accident or, you know, by some sort of silly historical mistake. The degradation, the mediocritization of America is in full steam ahead, and we're sitting here just sitting on our couch and watching it happen to us.
We're watching TV, which is what they want us to do, because as some of the great writers of the past who have looked at television and worked with general media said, hey, wait a second, folks, be careful. CNN, all the programs, even Fox, by the way, they say a lot of that is controlled by the government. The government actually sets in there and helps vet articles, pitch what they want to pitch. So I'm telling people, it's not a right or left issue. It's an issue of just thinking. You know, I do not watch mainstream media news. I do my own research. And when you do that, all of a sudden, when you see what's happening before you, you go, wow, we need to do something about this. But they do want you sitting, not doing. They want you to buy their products, and that's what we're seeing today. Mm-hmm. And with this, what's being taught kids in schools today, they're pushing this cancel culture. I mean, the article that my wife and I wrote called Cancel Culture's War on History, Heritage, and the Freedom to Think for Yourself, I mean, they're saying that, you know, in places like New York where many of the towns in the city of New York are named after Native Americans. They have to get rid of it because it's offensive, or school names and stuff like that, or in Florida, the Florida Seminoles. Mm. It's ridiculous. Yes. And the people who wrote our Constitution and our Bill of Rights would say, you people are losing it. You need to stand for heritage and freedom. And people like George Orwell saw it coming. He said, he who controls the past controls the future. Mm. He who controls the future controls the present.
Right.
And that's where we're at today. Mm-hmm. And it's, like I said, it's the age of intolerance. If you say the wrong word today, you're kicked off of Facebook or whatever. And it's got to the point where the first article in the Bill of Rights is the freedom of speech, the right to think, you know, and the need to think. Mm-hmm. They do not want the government we have today, the so-called deep state, which, by the way, works for governments around the world. We're moving into a global state.
Right.
Do not want people to think. They want us to sit, stare, buy, and go home and just do whatever they want us to do. They don't want any of the so-called rebels of the past that stood up and said, we disagree with that. We're going to take a stand. We're going to march in the streets. And you don't see much of that today, by the way. Most people just like you said, they just sit and watch, and that's it.
Yeah. In other countries, surprisingly enough, including China, it's gotten to the point where they're going out in the streets. Russia's got the problems with the crowds coming out. I think this is all a bit foreboding and prescient in terms of where the people are right now. And as you say, to your point, John, this is all a cabal that's going on. You may say the government, but you got to go deeper than that, because you've got entities like BlackRock, State Street, and that are very much involved in the editing rooms, in the newsrooms, in every television. I mean, what I've been observing is, whether you're watching Fox, CNN, MSNBC, if you listen, the talking points are nearly the same. So you go, wait a minute, where's the connectivity here? And that's where I say it goes back to these, these entities that, I don't know, what do they control? $30, $40 trillion worth of, worth of assets, Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock. And their tentacles are in each of these newsrooms, and they're dictating, yes, all part of this cabal tied in with social media, Zuckerberg. We are being surrounded here, John. And the people need to wake up and see what's going on, that this is, like I said, this isn't by accident. They want to cancel everything that is of the West, of America, because we are that crown jewel for freedom for the world, are we not?
Yes, but, you know, Edward Snowden recently, the fellow who basically outed the NSA and all the surveillance they do us, and we are in a total surveillance state right now. Everything we're doing is being watched. But he said he was kind of shocked at China's influence in America and around the world. You know, there may be some protests in China, but, you know, China's outlawed the Animal Farm in 1984, mentioning George Orwell's novels. The word disagree cannot be used in China now, or you can get in trouble. And he said that basically he was shocked. He said, I'm surprised that I'm seeing the influence in terms of what you're supposed to say and what you think. And again, They want us to march in lockstep. And, you know, how do you get a Hitler? Everybody says Heil.
Yeah.
And how do you do not get a Hitler? You have a lot of people standing up. But here's the key, too, in churches. I just spoke to a group of pastors in Greenville, South Carolina, and I was telling them, if you want to follow the model of Jesus Christ, I mean, he was a fellow who said, no, I'm not going along with this. I'm not relenting to you, Mr. Pontius Pilate. And what happened to him? He got crucified.
Right.
But he was, like I said, he was a strong man who stood up to freedom. If you want someone to follow, a Jesus Christ model is a good model. But here's the key, folks. You're going to get banged on the head. But listen, if it wasn't for people who get banged on the head, there wouldn't be no freedom in America. Think about the founding fathers who got shot in the streets by the British soldiers, whose homes were invaded. That's why we have a Fourth Amendment. Who burned churches. And why did they burn the churches, the British, when they moved into town? Because that's where the patriots met.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is here is that we need to get together in our groups, our churches and stuff, and start taking this country back. If you love your kids and your grandchildren, you're going to do it. Otherwise, and like I say, when I see kids today who do know nothing about the Bill of Rights, they don't read the Declaration of Independence in public schools, I'm saying, why would you send your kid to a school that doesn't teach the Bill of Rights and read the Declaration of Independence? Homeschooling, Christian schools, private schools, if you can.
Yeah.
Let's get an educated populace, and that's what we need.
And this is what's happening. You've got a great exodus that's been taking place over the last couple of years of public schools, and COVID really jettisoned it all the more, because parents were able to see what was going on in the classrooms. And to their disgust, I mean, it had really gotten out of hand. I mean, you know, from drag queen story hours to, you know, the sexual perversion and, you know, all the other stuff that is not age appropriate, that teachers have boldly been sharing. And then, you know, to the point now that they're adding to the gender confusion, all as part and parcel of this, you know, woke advancement of their agenda. I mean, you know, you got to...
You're absolutely right.
It's crazy, John. I mean, you got one teacher, I mean, she's bragging that 43% of her, I don't know, their third or fourth graders are trans. Come on, give me a break.
Yes, exactly. Something they create.
Yeah, and this is what's going on. They are creating a hot mess with our kids, because as John pointed out, you've got to know the legitimate from the illegitimate. If you don't know Jesus Christ and the principles that he died for and liberty and freedom, you're going to fall for the other, the opposite, the illegitimate. We've got more from John after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This report is sponsored by Meta. This holiday season, Meta is excited to announce new ways to make a difference. When you sign up to donate monthly to a nonprofit on Facebook, Meta will match your donation after the second month. Meta will match up to $7 million in total across all organizations in celebration of giving season. In addition to connecting with nonprofits, people use Meta's platforms every day to connect with individuals, groups, and businesses. Also, this holiday season, Upworthy is inviting people to share their most extraordinary stories of connection on Meta's products, like Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, and more. Submissions can be about experiencing a random act of kindness, finding your chosen family, or coming together with like-minded people to do something you never thought would be possible. Upworthy may highlight select stories. The holidays are about giving back, and a small connection you make online could make a huge difference in the world. Meta is looking forward to helping connect people this holiday season and beyond by making the ordinary feel extraordinary. For more information, visit facebook.com/upworthy or instagram.com/upworthy.
Listen, you know, a new FDA ruling allows you now to be able to buy hearing aids over the counter with no prescription. You could save thousands of dollars. And if you want to know exactly how our hearing aids can help you hear better, we're offering 100 free hearing tests today. You can call right now and take our free over-the-phone hearing test. Then we'll tell you which hearing product you best qualify for and how you can save thousands of dollars with no prescription required. And all in the comfort of your home right over the telephone. You owe it to your family and friends to hear better today. Find out what you're missing. Call MD Hearing right now for your free hearing test and to save thousands of dollars on your new hearing aids. We make it easy for you to hear better. Here's our number.
800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just what you'd like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Florida Ken, John Whitehead, has asked me this question. He says, you know, you're talking to John Whitehead, ask him about this Brunson case. And I think this is quite interesting. You know, going to the point of that this is a country of for by we the people, there are some we the peoples who are out there, you know, fighting the good fight on behalf of the Constitution, and such is the case for, I think his name is Roland Brunson, who is basically, he's filing a case that is now going to the Supreme Court, challenging something like 400 of our representatives, including the President of the United States and Vice President, for dereliction of duty, for not doing what the Constitution calls them to do. And this isn't about, challenging the 2020 election. It's just saying, hey, why didn't you do your job? Why didn't you investigate? You had a 10-day period in which to check out the people's complaints, and there was, people say, well, there wasn't a lot of information. There was copious amounts of information and suspicion about the 2020 election, but there's not been any interest to discover exactly what happened, all under the guise of immunity, which is a whole other issue that's, part and parcel of this case, as you know, is, elected officials, they got to get out of jail card, and they're not being held accountable. And this is what's frustrating the American people, because they're going, why are we sending these Kamokis to, to D.C. if they're not going to do their job on behalf of the people?
Well, again, I think it's a really good issue. It's good that people like Brunson are standing up and fighting, because we need that. We need it out there. We need people to see this happening. But the point is that I've seen that. And I flew in and out of Washington, D.C. for over 40 years, and I was always shocked at the corruption in Washington, D.C. I saw people that I knew that were decent people, that seemed to be decent people that I'd known for some time, run for government. When they got into office, when I saw them about a year later, they were entirely different people. They had more money. They had servants. They were getting all these fancy trips and stuff like that, and that changes their reality. That's the problem, that they do not really represent us, and that's what the studies have shown. There was a detailed Princeton study that showed after 20 years of studying laws and stuff passed in Washington, D.C., the professors came to the conclusion that we're run by an oligarchic elite that doesn't care about us in any way at all. They're there just to establish their power and keep it and work with the so-called deep state, which does exist, which is the large corporations and stuff like that.
Right.
So, I mean, it's good. I mean, again, we need more people that will take on the government and stand up and fight. But the lone wolf is going to be either shot down or not listened to. And I like to say this, and this is true. The idea of limited government is a lie that the elite cultivates to keep us submissive. And they do that. They're not a limited government in Washington, D.C. They do whatever they want to do. They got so much money. And where do they get the money at? Think about that for a second. We the people.
Right.
And I keep emphasizing this to people.
Yeah.
The Constitution starts with those three words, we the people. We the people do ordain and establish this Constitution. We are the government. They are not the government.
Right.
They're supposed to be representing us. And when they don't represent us, we need to kick their butts out of office, okay? Whatever people can argue, rigged elections or whatever, go make sure when they're in your area that you're demanding that they present themselves to you in forums and stuff like that. Get together in your neighborhoods and start what I'm calling civil liberties oversight committees. Get your people together. But listen, they should be in your community, by the way, these so-called Congress senators and representatives, and they should be addressing you locally and telling you what's going on and working with you. But who are they working with?
Well, they're working
the
with
rich,
their, yeah,
famous,
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, the people there
that's
on the Beltway.
They're working
yeah, exactly.
with Washington. Mm-hmm. Washington, yeah. D.C., like I said, I've spoken there and I've been shocked a couple of times. I had one leading senator tell me, he took me on a walk after I spoke up there, and he said, John, I just want you to know this. If someone says hello in the morning in Washington, D.C., it's for money.
Yes.
And the only thing he said, and he looked at me and laughed and walked off, and I said, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, the
but
discussing.
Listen, we the people in our local communities have got to take over, and I say create islands of freedom. Make our local governments free. The 10th Amendment, by the way, which most people don't even know about anymore, says that local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. You can kick the federal government's policies out of your towns, folks. But you got to get it together. You got to get them off your butt. That television set or whatever you're doing, the average American watches 150 hours of television a month. And you know what they're doing in D.C. knowing that? They're howling. They love it.
Exactly. Well, this is how they get their way, because while America is sleeping, just to your exact point, this is so disgusting, John, when I think about this, is they open up the treasury and help themselves. This is what's been going on. This is why we're $31 trillion in debt right now. And we're just waiting. I mean, this is all designed for the collapse of Western civilization, the American idea, because the pressure economically upon this country, we can't withstand this, John. I mean, we're talking about, you know, what was it, a couple of years ago, we were talking about an EMP attack. Forget about an EMP attack. We got a problem with diesel right now. And if we can't keep the trucks moving to deliver the goods in this country, which is our whole supply chain is compromised right now and being stressed. But if it gets any worse, John, we're in serious trouble.
Well, I keep warning people. They predicted, the government says, for 2026, thousands of stores are going to be closing. Mm. And, you know, I've warned people. The Pentagon's done a training video saying the government's going to collapse by 2030. And they're going to have to implement martial law. Why do you think they've given all that military equipment to local police, and why the FBI is working with police chiefs across the country? Mm-hmm. FBI, by right, is not, I call it the Federal Bureau of Intimidation. Yeah. It's there for one thing. That's to control the populace and scare you and all that. And that's what we as the Rutherford Institute do. We stand against that stuff and say, get out of our communities and get your butts back to where you belong. And that is in serving we the people. But they're mm-hmm. not doing it because they know that most people are just going to take it.
Exactly.
If you're going to take it, you're going to get it.
But if we don't do it now, John, I mean, there's no firewall. We're going to be totally vulnerable. But to your point, if local communities start exercising their constitutional rights and fortifying, we start having these bonfires or these islands of independence and true liberty and freedom. I mean, now we can fight back. I mean, they're losing their skulls right now with what's happening in Florida as a case in point. But we need more Floridas in this union, don't we?
Yes, we do. And again, that's just telling the federal government to stick it. We ain't doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're going to follow our laws. We're going to create our own laws. And we, the people, are going to rule because we are the rulers.
Yes, exactly.
He's telling people. The people that supposedly serve in the so-called government are our servants. We're the masters. Do you want to be a master, folks, or do you want to be a servant? They will definitely be the masters, and they have all the money. Where do they get it? They get it from us because they overtax us. And
right.
Now you have Biden wanting 75,000 new IRS agents. Many of them are armed. And, by the way, the IRS has its own SWAT teams. So, listen. They're going to try to listen. We're moving toward a very authoritarian government, and like Snowden warned, he said he was pretty much freaked at the influence China's having in this country. And now you have mm-hmm. China opening up a police headquarters in New York City.
Exactly,
freak you out, folks.
Mm. Yeah, this is the stuff that's happening while you're sleeping, watching TV, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly,
is your country is being stolen from you? It's being hijacked. All in the name of democracy, according to Joe Biden, right?
Yep, and it's not democracy, no. It's ruled by the elite. They rule because we sleep. And like I said, people say, well, I wonder why are they teaching the Bill of Rights in public schools? Well, they don't want people to talk back.
Exactly.
You know, they don't want anybody to get up and say, I disagree with this philosophy you're teaching today. They want you to sit there and look straight ahead and listen to whatever they're dictating. But again, I'm telling people, get free your kids today. It'll start with your children, by the way. Teach them the Bill of Rights at home. We have a Bill of Rights pamphlet. You can go to our website and get it, get a copy, and teach your kids. I've actually had some fellow call me when I was on an interview saying, hey, I taught my kids the Bill of Rights at home with your pamphlet. It's only over 400 words.
Yes, exactly. And while you're there at the website, make sure you render a donation to the Rutherford Institute. They're doing a great job on behalf of freedom for the American people. RutherfordInstitute.com, right, John?
Right, so, Rutherford.org, ORG, sign up to get our newsletters and stuff and get educated, folks. Education precedes action.
This report is sponsored by Holland America Line.
Travel is back. People who have been waiting to cruise to their favorite part of the world can save big thanks to Holland America Line's 150th year of cruising promotions. Holland America Line, the cruise line that has been visiting Alaska up close longer than any other brand, is poised to welcome travelers to the Great Land this summer with 7-day round-trip cruises from Seattle and Vancouver, as well as combination ship and land cruise tours to Denali and exclusive experiences in the Yukon. Lee Abamonte is a travel expert, author, and global adventurer.
Whether you are a luxury traveler, a foodie, an adventure seeker like me, or a family traveling with kids in tow, there is something for everyone. Alaska is truly a bucket list locale, especially when it comes to places like Glacier Bay.
It's time to start planning your Alaska escape. Receive a free balcony upgrade, 30% off fares, and a 50% reduced deposit and more with Wave Offer. Visit HollandAmerica.com or call your travel agent.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kirstie Alley, the star of Cheers and Drop Dead Gorgeous, died Monday. She was 71. Alley's children, True and Lily, announced the actress died from cancer. As the United States Treasury Department issued a license to Chevron to drill for oil in Venezuela, Venezuelan dissidents are crying foul as the President Maduro regime continues to engage in what are internationally recognized crimes against humanity. Former White House economic advisor, Republican Stephen Moore, he was on Fox News and points out the obvious.
The United States has more oil, gas, and coal than virtually any other country in the world. Don't forget the cleanest coal, the cleanest oil and gas in the world. So if you're worried about the environment, why would you want to get oil and gas from Venezuela, which has some of the dirtiest energy, and not from the United States? We have to become the energy powerhouse that we were.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Jeff Kemp, former NFL quarterback and ministry leader, joins us now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. I am grateful.
Yeah, I am too. We're in the second week of the Advent season, a time of preparation. It all began with this attitude of thanksgiving and gratefulness. And, our first week, the key focus was hope, from the hope giver. No one else can compare with God Almighty in terms of offering the hope that, he continues to produce on. I mean, who else can we hope in, Jeff?
The one that created us is the place to go for satisfaction and the place to go for healing and the place to go for ultimate hope. And, our challenge is we have so much before us in this prosperous, active, fully entertained, consumeristic culture that we get distracted and put our hopes in the short term and, getting our circumstances right, getting our health right, having our family be perfect, the next exciting goal that we have that we'd like to achieve. Mm-hmm. And of course, God wants health, and he wants great relationships in our family, and he is the key to that. He can heal infirmities, but here in this fallen world, he doesn't always do so, but he will heal us in heaven. and he will heal our soul, and he will give us perfection forever. And when, you know, it comes to satisfaction, Bill, God didn't say, ask me for the stuff that satisfies you. He said,
right.
Ask me for myself. I am the truth and the way and the life. I am the hope. So I think that's kind of a reminder to us that our hope isn't that God will fix everything right now. He clearly will in the future, in eternity. But our hope is his presence. I mean, that's what his name, right? Emmanuel?
Mm-hmm. Yes. God with us. Yes. We lost him here. He kind of, I kind of heard the loss there. But anyway, we'll reconnect with Jeff Kemp in just a moment as we continue, you know, to discuss the value of the Advent season and, you know, and why it is so important. Go ahead, Jeff. Sorry for the interruption here electronically. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just saying, hey, someone was trying to cut us off. This message is too important.
Right.
Not to get a little opposition.
Yeah.
I was thinking of, I'm going to paraphrase this passage, but in the book of Romans written by the Apostle Paul, who faced such incredible opposition, and he had health problems, and he had risks of death, and was persecuted. But he says in Romans 5 that we rejoice in the hope of our eternal life with God and the glory that we will share with him, and that we stand in a new position of security of our relationship with God, forgiven and secure in grace. I like the kind of the imagery of a linebacker standing with his cleats sunk in the ground in a solid position, ready to take anything on. We stand in grace. Bill Martinez and Jeff Kemp and anyone out there who turns to Jesus Christ stands in a position of grace. You do not need to earn it.
Right.
You don't need to fix your relationship with God. You just need to receive it and stand in grace. And then it says, we rejoice in this hope of glory for eternity, but we also rejoice in the opportunity brought by our trials and tribulations and difficulties, because they bring us the opportunity to persevere in our faith. And that brings us the character of Jesus. And that character of Jesus gives us hope in eternity. And that hope will never disappoint, because God pours his love out through his Holy Spirit when we turn our eyes to him. And that's what we're doing in this segment. We're turning our eyes back to Jesus, back to our eternal hope, back to our inheritance, back to our Father that loves us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's the dynamic of faith that comes into play, just like you said. You know, in some cases, God chooses to move immediately, like in the book of Mark. You hear all the time, immediately this happened. Sometimes that's the case. Sometimes you know, God decides for his glory or whatever purpose that things do not happen immediately. As you know, the Apostle Paul had a thorn that he talked about that was in his side, and he asked God, you know, to heal him of that. But, you know, and for whatever reason, healing didn't happen for even the Apostle Paul, right? And,
wasn't that the passage where he said, I asked three times to have this illness or this
yes.
problem, this thorn, and he said, but my grace is sufficient for you.
Exactly.
And then Paul learned the lesson that when he had a problem or an infirmity or a limitation or a weakness, his humility of weakness brought God's strength into his life. He said, when I am weak, he is strong. And you and I are, you know, metaphorically, you and I and all of our listeners, we kind of try to be strong, you know, intellectually and physically and health-wise and get our career going. But that trying to be strong crowds out the greatest strength, which is God. So I think we might as well just start by saying, God made me. I didn't. I am weak. I got some problems, and I'm going to depend on God, and his strength makes us strong in him.
Exactly. And we know experientially when that happens, Jeff, it seems to go a little bit better, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes. And you talked about you know, like Paul's thing didn't get fixed right away. And remember Lazarus, he died, and his sisters, Mary and Martha, thought that Jesus had missed the chance to heal him. But Jesus had intentionally let him pass away before returning to town. And he had been in the grave for 4 days.
Right.
And then Jesus said, Lazarus, come out. And the reason he waited in that instance and didn't answer their prayers right away was because he had a bigger thing in mind. He wanted to show them that he's not just the great physician. He was the actual giver of life. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the one who invented life itself and could bring people back from the dead, which, of course, he proved himself. So our infirmities, our trials, our tribulations, if that don't get answered right away, probably have a bigger purpose in God's kingdom of the soul than just our kingdom of our physical circumstances.
Well, as he said, it's about the glory of God. He says, we're going to glorify God. We're going to bring Lazarus out of the tomb. And Jesus knew, even though he is the Son and he's doing the Father's business, it's the Father who decides. So he calls him out of the tomb, and the Father raises him up, just as it was the Father that raised Jesus on the third day. And he didn't look to, you know, take the glory for himself. He wanted God to be glorified, because throughout all this period of time, Jeff, you've got Jesus going around forgiving sins, and it's freaking the status quo out, because who is this guy to forgive sins? Only God forgives sins. And everything that Jesus was doing was pointing people back to God. And here's Lazarus coming out of the grave once again, giving glory to God, saying, look, it is not about his son. It's not about anybody else. It's about God Almighty himself. And,
wow.
You know, and that's really powerful, because you got to understand there is, you know, just like you said, in certain aspects of your football career, there's an order of things that must follow in order to be successful. And if you break that order up, then, you know, the D line falls apart, or, you know, the quarterback misses something, any one of plays that are supposed to occur get messed up. But in God's order of things, they're absolutely set in motion and they're perfect. And this is what Jesus reminds us of. And here we are. I'm going to give you the last minute here to wrap things up, Jeff. Go ahead.
Well, and the order of things that you're referring to, Jesus made it real clear that all glory goes to the Father. He's the one who's always at work. And Jesus said, I'm always doing my Father's work. And I don't say anything or do anything that the Father doesn't give me. And I give all the glory to him. And yet we know that in eternity, the Father's going to give great glory to Jesus, the conquering king, the king of eternity. So let's remember that glory isn't in American success or our personal lives or some superstar. Glory is only for God, and he deserves it, and we need to kind of shake it off of us and point it to him as Jesus did. Glory to God in our trials and our triumphs. In Jesus' birth, in Jesus' death,
people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making holiday hosting simple for families who want healthy, delicious, and affordable groceries this season. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order SNAP-eligible groceries online for delivery. Customers can use SNAP benefits on Amazon.com to shop all the pantry essentials for holiday parties, such as shelf-stable ingredients like nuts, dried fruit, and crackers for an appetizer board. Or find fresh vegetables, fruits, and dairy on Amazon Fresh that make the perfect addition to your main course and get it all delivered straight to your door. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive offers such as free access to Amazon Fresh and 50% off a Prime membership. Skip in-store rush this season with SNAP EBT on Amazon. To register your benefits and start saving today, visit amazon.com/snap.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
So you ready for some good news, huh? It's time for the Good News Girl. Yes, Samantha Mao joins us to talk about the latest viral videos that's, getting a lot of attention. Oh, by the way, let me remind you again on Rutherford Institute. I may have said it incorrectly. I think I said RutherfordInstitute.com. It's Rutherford.org. Rutherford.org. That is the website that you want to check out. To up your game, we have to up our game constitutionally. We've got to know that is the basis of our government. That's the basis of our country. It's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democrat. It's not the political process. The reason that you're so frustrated because it's not working. And the reason it's not working because they're abandoning constitutional principles. That's really the bottom line of all this. And they're afraid, I say they, the ruling elite is afraid that we the people are going to figure this out. And I think that, as the pain intensifies and people are waking up going, wait a minute, what can I do about it? They're realizing the power of those three most powerful words noted in our Constitution. We, the people, the United States, okay, of America. United we stand, divided we fall. It's the old axiom, and here we are. They have us divided. They have us each other. They love this. They love having a divided country because that empowers them all the more, and they're able to, get their grubby hands on all our tax money, okay? Nothing that they created, just the stuff that they steal from us. And that's really what it comes down to, it, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to sound so cynical, but, I think in your gut and in your own mind, you're realizing, we're being ripped off. But it doesn't mean that there isn't anything we can do about it. All right, Samantha Mao is with us right now. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing lovely. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. This first story, we got a brave livestock dog. He takes on 12 coyotes and wins, and, of course, saves all the sheep.
Yeah, well, see, this always amazes me how there are certain types of dogs like this one. It's a 2-year-old Great Pyrenees. Named Casper. He's a big, beautiful white dog. And there's certain types of dogs that, it's like they were bred for this and they have a job to do and they do it so well. This dog was, 12 coyotes against one dog, you just can't imagine.
Exactly.
This is going to go well. So his owner, this is down in Decatur, Georgia, his owner went out there with his guard dog, guarding these sheep overnight. And, of course, coyotes can be an issue when you've got these vulnerable animals out there. That's just right for the picking, as they would say down in the South. So he goes outside, he hears a disturbance, and he goes outside, and he realizes there's already multiple coyotes in the pen. And this dog is the only thing between the and he takes his job seriously, and he starts going after the coyotes, chasing them around, stopping them. Somehow, he manages to keep any sheep from being killed.
Wow!
And then,
he got wounded himself, didn't he?
That's right. Well, he took off after the rest of the coyotes. Like, I mean, he didn't just stop them. He kept going. Like, the coyotes took off into the woods, and Casper runs off after them. And they actually didn't see him for 2 days. They thought he must have died. You know, they went off looking for him.
Yeah.
They could not find him. They think he died. And then a couple of days, he pops his head up at his feet. And, you know, he's wounded, and he looks rough, but he's okay. You know, he's actually had multiple surgeries. He's expected to make a full recovery. But I just think, what a brave dog. I mean, I just, you know, because when they were looking for him, they were finding, like, blood and, like, you know, hair from his tail and different stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was not looking good.
Wow.
don't you wish we all had a dog that brave?
Well, exactly. And of course, he says 12 against 1, not a fair fight for them, he says, you know.
I know. Apparently.
Oh,
even if there was two Caspers, they would have never.
Unbelievable.
I don't think the coyotes fared well at all.
And what a beautiful dog. I mean, the Pyrenees are just gorgeous animals, and like you said, very smart and very protective. Obviously, 12-on-1, not a threat. You know, those odds. This dog thinks, oh, they're in my favor, and he survives. Unbelievable. This next random act of kindness sparked a family's a decade of giving during the holidays. Tell us about this one, Sam.
That's right. So this is the family, like the Butts family, and this happened like back in 2010 originally. The generous thing that, you know, the generous event that sparked these 12 past years of giving back. Krista is the mom and Jeff is the dad. So Krista was out of work and Jeff was working 80 hours a week with the police department to provide for their three young sons. So they were depending on their church to help them that Christmas. And Krista had saved up just enough money to get the boys' haircut. And she was just overcome with emotion when a gentleman came up and just paid for the haircut. And it was complete. He was a complete stranger. She didn't know him. And it just touched her heart in such a way that it really changed her and her family's life forever. And, you know, because lives, I'm sure they've changed a lot of other lives. She actually ended up taking the money that she was going to get from that haircut, or, you know, give her this haircut. She said, I probably should have kept it. You know, I probably should have done something else with it. But she decided that day after the stranger paid that she'd go to Walmart and get each of her sons three gift cards. Or each, you know, one gift card each for each son, and they got to pick who they wanted to give it to, whoever they thought would need it most. And one of the first people to get one was a lady there in Walmart that was with her children, and they kept asking for things, and she's like, we can't afford it. And they went up and they gave a gift card to her because she reminded them of their mom.
Yeah, wow, very cool.
And so now it's turned into something more. So every year, starting on December 1st and all the way up till Christmas Day, each one of them will do something kind every day for a stranger. So if it's opening the door or paying for a meal or buying a cup of coffee, they make sure to go to places where people don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
She says it feels like, she said there's something different when you're feeling like you're getting it from a complete stranger.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a gift from a friend. It's just like an unexpected act of kindness. And not that gifts from friends can't be wonderful, too.
No, exactly. But,
that's
incredible because you have to feel like, you know, maybe God is using them, you know, when it's a total stranger like that. And sometimes you just never know how meaningful that can be. And you might think something simple like a gift card or, you know, a smile, any gesture of human kindness can go a long way, especially in this season, because nerves can get a little rattled. There's, you know, we've got depression that gets on the upswing because what happens, you have the comparative of people going, well, you know, look at that couple out there. They're having a good time. They're holding hands. They're in love and everything else. And, you know, the other, you know, maybe somebody else, you know, their marriage is not, you know, so robust and they're having challenges and they're sad and thinking, you know, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, Christmas time is supposed to be a, you know, a great family time and, you know, a blessing for everybody. And so they look at it comparatively and they get depressed and down. And, you know, so, you know, like you say, really simple gestures and acknowledgement of coming alongside. You just never know how you're going to bless somebody, and you think, wow, that was nothing. You know, I just gave them a gift card, or I just, you know, smiled at them and told them to, you know, bless them and said, have a great day. And, you know, and suddenly, you know, their demeanor changes. That's the thing that's amazing, is you watch people's expression on their face when they're blessed like that, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I wonder what the ripple effect is, because I know that for them, you know, personally, and I think a lot of people experience this when I do something kind for someone else, that is a reward to me also.
Right.
It feels good. It makes you happy. It touches your heart. So you get, you know, that pleasure, and then this person feels better about their day.
It pays forward. It's amazing how blessings work, you know, in God's dynamic of things. He blesses you, so you bless others. And you don't even have to think about it. You just do it. I mean, look at these young boys. What do? They get gift cards, and they're going out there, and they're blessing, you know, people there at the store, you know, randomly like that. That is just so awesome. Next story, what's going on in Kansas? I mean, we know Kansas people and are very hearty. I mean, you know, some great beef there in Kansas, by the way. And that's not to say that we're talking women and beef all in the same sentence, but I guess we are. We've got these Kansas women, and this one becomes the third sister to turn 100. What's going on here? It must be the beef.
I'm wondering that myself. So yeah. Frances Compass, this is actually last year, but I still had to share the story because it's going around this year again. Frances Compass reached a huge milestone when she turned 100 in November. And, you know, she's right behind. So I just think about this lifetime these sisters have had together.
Uh-huh.
Julia Capriva and Lucy Pochop. And, you know, so they're 102 and 104. And you see this picture with these three sisters all sitting there together. And honestly, I mean, they look amazing. And you just wonder going on over there in Kansas, and I love that they're able, like, they look healthy and vibrant. They're celebrating her birthday together.
Wow.
And you know, to spend that
can you imagine
years.
Their older sisters, you know, are yelling, hurry up, come on, catch up with us, you know. Hurry up, turn 100,
right.
You know. What a great story. Only about a minute left here. I do want to go ahead. No, I want to talk real briefly about this North Carolina woman. Wins the lottery and gives birth on the same day. Are you kidding me?
I know. Well, that makes me think about with my upcoming.
Yes. So Swan's sending you to the the store to get lottery tickets now.
That's right. So Miss Hernandez, she actually $30,000 matching on four white balls, doubling her winnings when she hit the power play. And she gave birth on the same day. This is on November 9th of this year. So what a way to come into that. What a day. I can't.
Yeah, really. You get so excited, your water breaks, and, you know, you got the lotto ticket there.
I know. I need to go play, too.
I love it. Well, be careful, okay?
Okay.
And stay well. This is why she's the good news girl. We always get to have fun and check it out, too. A great story, too, about a reunion, unbelievable, at Starbucks, of all places, with a sister who was abducted in 1971 by a babysitter. Incredible. Check it out at Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Sam. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.